Rhode Island's boys of summer are back at McCoy Stadium. Despite a rainy spring that was the coldest in a decade, the fans are streaming back, according to the team. The Paw Sox endured five early season rainouts, but attendance has been up since, and the team expects to exceed last year's crowds of nearly 500,000 fans. When the season began, the new team ownership was candid about the need to rebuild trust after an ill-received proposal to build a new stadium in Providence. That six-mile move would have required a $120 million taxpayer subsidy. When fans, politicians, and taxpayers balked, the new owner stirred up more hard feelings by threatening to leave Rhode Island. McCoy Stadium and the Paw Sox are a storied minor league franchise, steeped in local and international league history. The team was saved from oblivion by the late Ben Mondor, who bought the faltering franchise in 1977, saving it from bankruptcy. Under the avuncular Mondor, the franchise flourished. He put the focus on family entertainment, cracking down on the drinking and rowdiness that chased fans away. "Where the dreams begin" was the motto, reminding baseball devotees that McCoy was the place to see Fenway's future stars develop big league skills. The longest game in professional baseball history was played at McCoy, a 33-inning marathon in 1981. But history doesn't fill the stands or pay the bills. McCoy turns 75 next year. Like an aging dowager, it needs a facelift. The team, its host city, and the state are jointly paying for a study designed to tell everyone what it will take to bring McCoy into the 21st century. The new executives have worked diligently to rebuild the trust of state officials. Team General Manager Dan Ray says the new attitude's one of cooperation, not confrontation. Everyone knows that who's ever paying a consultant can mostly dictate the terms of the result. That the team, state, and city are each financing a third of the study means that no party will have its fingerprints on it. Governor Gina Raimondo's economy czar, Stephen Pryor, says he recently took in a game and had a great experience. Quote, "I think it's a lovely park and it has a certain charm because of its age," he says. There is precedent for state help in improving city-owned McCoy. In the 1990s, the state floated about $13 million in bonds to fix up the ballpark and add new seats. After that upgrade, the franchise shattered attendance records, often drawing more fans than minor league teams in larger markets. A crucial factor in fan support, says team vice chairman Mike Tamburo, is the fate of the parent club in Boston. Interest in the Paw Sox is peaked when the Red Sox do well. This year, the Paw Sox have brought fans back with an array of promotions. They've held the usual baseball-related attractions, such as the new Paw Sox Hall of Fame, and allowing youngsters to run the bases after games. They've also added an LGBT night and more fireworks displays. "I'd say the new ownership's really trying hard," says Jim Dawson of Pawtucket, a staunch fan and 20-year season ticket holder. Ticket prices have been kept low, starting at $6. It's cheaper to take a carload of kids to McCoy than the parking fees around Fenway. The baseball is still fabulous for the price. As the season winds down, you got plenty of time to take in a game. The team is committed to McCoy until 2020. Shortly after Raimondo became governor, she said she didn't want to lose the Paw Sox to another state on her watch. Let's hope she still has that attitude when the bill to improve McCoy becomes due.